I want y'all to hear Marco Fedez. Now he done jumped off. These damn squirrels. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, mothers of the world, the woman, the giver of life, the taker of no bullshit. I hope today is a good day for everybody, especially, you know, the ones who have lost their mothers and, you know, the ones that trying to become a mother but having issues with it and stuff. Because I would have to say being a woman, like being a mother, is so much. You know, that a woman has to go through. Each woman has her own battle that she has to deal with. And for you to put your shit off on another woman because you wouldn't do something that she did, and bitch, you don't know if she had to do it or she ain't tried to do it or it just happened. You don't know. So keep your bullshit to yourself. I know a couple friends of mine. I still call them friends. I met them probably like 10, 12 years ago. Some even from childhood. Some, you know, trying to have kids and just trying to become a mother. Like, to me, I know you want that feeling, you know, that joy of being able to create something special as an offspring. That take me back to that movie, A Bug's Life. I used to watch that movie so much. I think I got it recorded on my TV and I'm gonna go ahead and watch it. But and just watching the little ants, you know, trying to protect their queen. They got the little bit of ones working with her little badass. Won't listen to no damn bad. I can't remember her name. But she almost died running behind her boy then when that raindrop came down. You know? It's kind of the same way. I started listening to Auntie Jill then. Mama Erica. I ain't listening to the two songs. Because I was like, y'all ain't finna get me in that mood today. Because it'll make, to me, that's just, like I said yesterday, it's two different people, two different ways. I build up enough courage today that I will want to, I want to show off my pains. I want to show off my art. I want to show off my feelings. But I was like, you know, where would I go to really show it off? I was like, you know, some people, you know, you probably could just put them out in your yard and let them display that way. But I don't want all that traffic by my house. I don't even like people walking by my house. They daily exercise. So imagine if I put those pieces out there. I may find like a common area. Maybe like a park or something like that. And just sit out there. And I don't want to talk to nobody. Don't come talk to me. You can just look at them. I can just show them off. You just look at them, but... Because I met the man in Hobby Lobby the other day, and he told me, he says, you know, he said, he said that he used to work for some company a long time ago when they did some major layoffs and stuff. And he was just sitting at home, you know, depressed and stuff. And he just picked up some paint. He just picked some paint up and just started painting. And he said, you know, you'd be so amazed, like, what you see in it. Somebody else may see so much more, like, it may be worth so much more. He said, you can sell those paintings. He said, regardless of what kind of painting it is, regardless if you're finger painting, your oil painting, your acrylic painting, he said he had so much acrylic painting that he was just giving it away. And I thought to myself, I said, you know, if he giving it away, maybe I can get it and I can save some money. Instead of going to Hobby Lobby because they didn't let me know they had it open back up. And I told the cashier, I said, you know, I said, y'all couldn't even call me or email me and then let me know y'all back home. I'm going to spend here with y'all. Because I can't stay in Michael's. I can't go to that store. I went to that store yesterday to try to pick up some fabric for some mask. And they only sell fabric pieces. Bitch, I don't know damn pieces. I just walked out the store. I'm like, every time I come in here, I'm disappointed. Even when I pulled up that day to get the damn trashy ass white paint. I ain't painted since. Could have gotten something Hobby Lobby yesterday. But no. Everybody want to be into the arts now. Everybody want to be whatever. Can't even get no damn paint off the shelf in there. Because all the damn near gone. But I'm gonna have to do something. And then I don't want all that attention. You know, I kind of feel like, what's that girl name? Summer Walker or whatever. Like, she like what she like. Like, she like her stuff or whatever. She okay with sharing it. But all that attention and stuff that you get from it, it be too much. I'd rather remain anonymous. I'll get somebody else to put their face out there because I don't want nobody mine. Especially with the virus being out. I'm trying to figure out a way that I can get my ass cheap so I can get me some new glasses. You know, then what I'm gonna have to start doing, I'm gonna have to start setting up those yearly appointments. It's gonna, well, never mind. Now that I think about it, I had one, they sent me a reminder and I ignored it. So, it ain't their fault, I guess. I may just have to go ahead and have that LASIK surgery. My sister, she just had it, so I'm gonna see what her eyes doing first. And then I may mess with mine, I don't know. But, I get tired of wearing these glasses. Because you wake up blind and go to sleep blind. But it kind of, it works in my favor too, because if they know I can't see, they'll think I ain't looking. But I see everything at that point. It's time for my mid-morning nap.